Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Grand Rising, and thank you all for joining us on this Wednesday morning on the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, and we're kicking off in this series every third Wednesday of the month, Joy to the World. And we're joined by Mama Joy Segur, and she joins our Female Solution family with some real information about how to return us to the divine feminine. So we'll be back in just a moment as we bring on our co-host and our American Muslim 360 family, and we'll be back in just a moment. So we want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back after this message. So stay with us. The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts on Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Busan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Doreen Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Ayaka. Saturdays, 2 a.m. 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beyonce. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution. And we are back, and you're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. And we're going to bring in our co-host, Kareem Hamid, and he's also connected to another Blog Talk radio station. So we're broadcasting on two live stations, American Muslim 360 as well as the Female Solution. And we get a chance to really explore the issues surrounding relationships, our family, And now that we're kicking off our third Wednesday of the Month series, Joy to the World, we're going to take a look at the divine feminine. How do we bring back that female energy? Because we're really out of balance. And that's one thing that we have noticed. You know, every fourth Saturday, we do a men-only discussion, and we have just the men talking. And Kareem, he hosts that segment. And they reveal a lot of things in terms of what they learned about women and what they think is the reason why maybe their relationship didn't work out, maybe their relationship with their children isn't working, and what we need to correct about our thoughts when it comes to males and females. We now have Mama Joy Seagull.
Yes. Good morning, everyone. Oh, yeah, Rick. I'm so happy to be here with you tonight. And Brother Kareem, I don't see him on the stage yet, but I know
he's going to come on vocally in just one moment.
No problem. I'm really excited. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm excited as well. I know you're a woman of wisdom, and that's what we love to share with the world. So we're going to have a quick break and bring him on and give him an opportunity to benefit from your wisdom as we talk about joy to the world. The divine feminine has come. Yes, that is definitely what we need to bring, is some joy to the world.
Joy to the world. Well, who doesn't want that?
Absolutely. And I think a lot of the things that we've discovered over the years have to do with the fact that we've removed the feminine energy, and that has had an impact on how we've experienced the lack of joy to the world. So most definitely we appreciate the fact that you have the spiritual insight that you have and are giving us some of your wisdom. And we also can examine some of these long-held belief systems that have kept us stuck in believing that there's something about women that maybe God doesn't like, and that's why we need to just stay in our place. So, how crazy is that?
The question was, who's teaching you?
Great question.
I love that you know, as I was delivering the Emancipation Proclamation, and how can you do it without studying it with a spiritual significance? And that's something that we have, or either we don't really understand that the scriptures that we have, bless the men and all that brought it, that they contain information and stories about people who had relationships with God. An excellent Bible for us. But we...
And then we'll be right back with our co-host, Kareem Hamid.
Yeah, I like your Billie Holiday look, girl.
Yeah.
Lady Jenny, I love her. Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host, Kareem Hamid, every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show, as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our hosts. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
And we are now live on American Muslim 360 and the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show with our host, Kareem Hamid. And we've got with us today, Brother Kareem, Mama Joy. And she is bringing some joy to the world every third Wednesday of the month. She'll be with us to talk about the divine feminine and that imbalance that we have experienced, perhaps as a result of some misteachings in all of our religions that denigrate the women, and how we need to correct that to bring back the balance.
So peace and blessings be upon you and all of our American Muslim 360 family.
Naima?
Yes. So are you able to hear us?
Yes. If you would, I'm going to place you on mute. If you would press one on your phone, that will allow me to keep up with your number. I'm putting you on mute now. Press
All
one,
right.
please.
Muted.
There we are.
Okay, what's going on?
Okay, we're just trying to connect the lines here. So,
okay, wonderful. I was muted, so I was speaking, but I realized I was muted, so you couldn't hear me.
Unmuted.
Oh. All right, so now, can
okay,
you hear us?
I can hear you, but the one is not operational now. I'll just keep up with you on the studio board visually.
Right. We want to wait for
that. Thank you. Yes.
What's that number? Because I couldn't get the link to any of my people, so I wanted to do that.
Oh, well, let me make sure I flash it across the screen. So there you'll have it.
Okay.
And that is 5-1. So here it comes. And, of course, we want to make sure that our listeners can call in.
605-9325.
Yes.
All right.
And if they want to watch us on Facebook, they can simply go to Facebook and type in The Female Solution, and they'll see us here live. We're also live on our YouTube page, The Female Solution, and they can also hear us on American Muslim 360 Blog Talk Channel.
American Muslim 360?
Yes. Yes. 360, like 360, 360.
Okay.
Oh, a whole circle, 360 degrees. 360.
Got you. Well, I'm taking all these notes down.
Yes.
We want to make sure that we get this message to as many as possible.
Absolutely.
And if they can't be with us, that they'll be able to get the recording and plug in and to hear the conversation. Because I really feel that it's time for us to have some joy. There's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on. And, you know, if we can focus on the world the way we want it to look like instead of the way it is, then we can actually create the energy that will create the world that we want it to be.
Absolutely. As Gandhi says, you know, be the world that you want to see.
Be
the world you want to see. And I think that's one of the things that we have been taught, and we're taught the word, but we don't understand ultimately what we're supposed to be is living it. Be that word.
Yes.
Not living it, being it. Being that and being true to what you have been created to do.
I got a question for you. And Kareem, I'm going to get your thoughts on this as well. And you mentioned something about, you know, how we always just keep our sex appeal. Well, there's something that has evolved in all of our teachings about spirituality. And some kind of way, the idea has been put forth that feminine sexuality is evil and needs to be suppressed, and you have the whole Jezebel thing and the scriptures and all of that. And so that creates such an imbalance in terms of our creative self-expression, because the idea has been put forth that our natural femininity, our natural attractiveness, beauty, and the joy that comes with that expression is to be suppressed or is to be condemned. And in looking at how that idea evolved, like you were saying earlier, Mama Joy, who's teaching you the word? And what is their perspective? And this the thought came to me because I've seen so many expressions of that condemnation of female expression of beauty and creativity and even, as you say, sex appeal. How can we reverse that thought that femininity in its beautiful expression is something anti-God.
Let me give you a little brief story. Because I have traveled that journey, and I have diminished my sex appeal and everything about feeling good as a woman in order to please a man. And, you know, and I practiced al-Islam for about 13 years, and I had two children under that. And I enjoyed it, and I value the learning process, the learning that I got from there. But I know that I had to take everything, all my makeup, go natural hair, and I still look good.
Okay.
And Coach said some years ago, and I still feel good about who I am at this moment. But I would tell this brief story. I was a part of this organization, and I was singing in the choir, and we were singing, "People Get Ready, There's a Train a-Coming." Mm-hmm. Now here I am. In my 70s, I'm feeling good. I'm just, people get ready. There's a train a-coming. You know, the enemies don't need no ticket. You just get on board. And, you know, and when I sing that, I think about my ancestors. I think about my journey. I think about how many ways that I had to prove to somebody I was qualified to get on that train. I have some joy. And at the end of it, when I got down, this young man, I mean, really young, maybe in his 40s. Now, that's really young. Okay.
Yeah, that's young girls now.
Once upon a time, I said, well, he's too old. But you know, keep on going. And he came up to me and he said, my goodness. And I was pretty much looking like me. I'm speaking about me. Or three, 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. And he said to me, he said, you must have really been something when you were young.
Oh, I guess that's a compliment. Thank you.
I said, what do you mean by that? He said, oh, I felt you. He said, you were saying, he said, that woman, good gracious, she's moving me. And I said, look, here I am on the stage singing, people get ready, there's a train coming, absolutely nothing else on my mind.
Mm.
And this was a young man that came and spoke to me and said, you are something. He said, because I can feel you, and you still have it. And he didn't have to go into any depth. At first I was a little insulted, but then again I said, wait a minute, Joy. I said, he's picked up on the essence of who I am.
Yeah, yeah.
The essence of who I am, that the divine created in me.
Yeah.
And is it that their thoughts of diminishing our women is simply because they have not been taught who they are and the power that they have as a male. And the only way that they can reproduce and get the full glory of being alive and well and be the king is to recognize the queen in us.
Mm.
And that when they have that move, it doesn't mean that you have to just go and take it and control it. So we both have not been taught.
Well, you know, I'm going to throw this thought out here, and Kareem, I want you to respond.
Because it doesn't die, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, the thing is, there's a natural attraction between,
there's a natural attraction between
males and females who are heterosexual, you know. And our voice, our shape, our gestures, they are designed to attract because that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to attract each other.
Exactly.
And Islamic teachings in many cultures, the idea is that if a male feels sexual attraction to a woman, that is something condemnable, and he can't control it, and he might assault her, which is an insane thought. But I realize in being a part of a Muslim community that this is the thought. And so, therefore, in order to prevent you from being sexually attracted, and not able to control your sexual impulse, a woman has to diminish her beauty. And also you should not hear her voice because that also might sexually arouse you. Now, I had the experience, and I'm not trying to burst anybody out, but I have to tell this experience. We had a program, our Muslim community had a program, and all of us were supposed to, well, they had a group of, and I was one of the, I was the only female speaker. But the thought in the community is men are not supposed to hear women's voices because it might sexually excite them. So all the men spoke, I think it was three male speakers, and then when I got up to speak, all the men left the room. Now, there were some guests there that were looking at like, what? What's up with that? You know, because it looks so rude. It's like, what? Wait a minute. You know, you all leave when she gets ready to speak. So it looks so bad. And so after I spoke and the men came back, one of the women who was a guest, you know, she was not part of the community, she was a guest. Like, why did all the men leave? That was so rude. And then so one of the other women tried to explain, well, in Islam, men aren't supposed to listen to women because, you know, it might arouse them. And, it, and when she said it, and trying to explain it, it sounded crazy. Because when you think, what? Come on now. You hear women's voices all day long, TV and everything else. Come on, really? But because a lot of the concepts of Islamist practice in our community come from another culture, come from Pakistan, where it's extremely repressive of femininity and female expression of beauty, that was the thought. Brother Kareem, I want you to give, because he's very balanced when it comes to really interpretations of things. Brother Kareem, I want you to give your thought about the belief that it's almost like women should not be seen or heard because a male might get sexually aroused and not be able to control his sexual impulses. First of all, isn't that kind of an imbalanced thought about sexuality, that if you get aroused, you can't control yourself and you might assault somebody? And number two, if a woman is not to be seen or heard in public, how is that giving her a sense of self-worth and equality as a being? And three, if these concepts are a bit imbalanced, is there a way to correct that, or would people be resistant to that if that's how they have been believing? What are your thoughts on that? I know I smiled, so we kind of go through a break before you finish all of it, but we'll get started.
Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. You know, I was reading this morning in the morning reading, and praise be to Allah. I was reading from the second chapter of the Quran. And it was expressing the religion of Abraham, the religion of Abraham, and how Abraham, he asked his sons, well, no, he left a legacy for his sons to follow, and that was submission to Almighty God. And it goes further to Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, that they would worship the one true God and to bow to him in submission. And it goes further, and they say become Jews or Christians if you would be guided to salvation. Say ye, I would rather the religion of Abraham, the true, and he joined not gods with God. We believe in God and the revelation given to us and to Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, Jacob, and the descendants of Jacob, and that which was given to Moses and Jesus, and that given to all prophets from their Lord. We make no difference between one and another of them, and we submit to Almighty God. You know, that is the purity of religious life. But we have to be aware of that there is an enemy among us. There is an enemy among us that is a sworn enemy against all human beings. And that enemy, well, according to our scriptures and the scriptures that came before, he states that he shall get in. He is expressing himself to the Creator. say, I'm going to assault this man. He mentions, I will assault him from his left, his right, behind his back, in front of his face, and from a position that he knows not. He said further, and I shall lie in wait for him on your straight way. The straight way is the religious life. I shall get into the religious life and assault him there also. So when we speak of men not being able to control their sexual appetites, people, come on now. Let's be intelligent. We know many men. I mean, we are existing here, and everyone is not a rapist. Everyone is not a rapist. Rape is a crime that's seeking dominance and power over someone. So let's dispel that. We are all around our sisters, our aunts, our mothers, our neighbors, and all of that. So it is not like we are monsters. And also, the idea of women covering themselves. Ask. I keep hearing that, but ask a Muslim woman. Ask her. Don't listen to the common potatoes. Well, she does that because they make her do that. No, she does that on her own. That is voluntary. She sees herself as a dignified human being, and she voluntarily covers herself because, for one thing, her beauty is designed for her husband. And when I say beauty, I mean the display of her physical, her physicality. I don't want another man to be able to look at my wife and he sees what is reserved for me, nor does she want another man to look at her and see what she has preserved for her husband. These are sacred matters, and we have allowed the thought, the thinking of lust to guide our thinking, the thinking of lust to guide our thinking. God has given us human passions. God has given us human appetites, but that human appetite has to be controlled by knowledge. It has to be disciplined by knowledge, not appetites unchecked. Unchecked appetite is that of the animal, of the animal. Animals will copulate anywhere. But God, but we are a special creation. There is He has given us the dignified position of us monitoring and managing ourselves. So the Satan has thunked up, thunked, F-U-N-K-E-D. I had to spell that. That sounds too much like something else. But it is him who has made seem like it's a nasty thing, something to be avoided. He has blown the emotions. I'm hearing some background noise. He has blown the emotions of lust, of this pure lust, into sex. But sex is more than just a good feeling. It's more than just a lust. Sex is how we reproduce ourselves. Sex is how we strengthen the family. It is how we strengthen the community in which we live. It is a useful utility that Almighty God has given us, and it should be utilized with the recognition of its purpose, of its created purpose, that is so that we can reproduce ourselves. So most women, most conscious women, they do not consciously have a wanton display of their breast, their genital area, the shapes of their bodies, because of how dignified they are. Their true wealth is not their physicality. It is that character that is housed within them. It is that female nature that is most valuable and most precious. That is what needs to be emphasized, and they know that. So women cover themselves because of self-dignity. God says, I have dignified all the children of Adam, all the children of Adam. So they know that, and they wear that dignity proudly, and do not go about displaying that which is preserved for their husband. So I those are, and for women do have a sex drive. It is not nasty. It is not wrong that a woman has an appetite for sex, as if men are the only ones that have an appetite for a sex, and they prey on the female to answer that appetite for sex. Now, all of you women, now you know that is a lie. You know that. You know how you feel. You know, I'm consistently hearing a lot of background noise, but you know how you feel. You know that you have a natural appetite, a natural drive for sexual gratification. So let's stop playing with ourselves, and let's admit the truth. You know. That no, all men are they are not so lustful that they just attack a woman because he can't control himself. Stop that! Stop that lie.
Let me take a commercial break, because what I'm gonna have to do, I'm gonna have to switch phones, because I think the other phone will have a little better volume on it. And while we take a break, and I know Mama Joy got a whole lot she going to say about what you just said, and we got a caller on the line, so we'll also take your call after the break. And if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1 when you're ready to speak, and we'll come right to you and get your thoughts. Okay. And we'll be right back after these brief messages, so stay with us.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibrations. Shalom.
Uh-oh, here we go. Wait a minute. Oops.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature, so Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced. And we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. In other cities, check your local cable listings.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com. where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul, whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com. Or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Hi, I'm Barbara.
I'm Shell.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms.
And in case you didn't notice the resemblance, we're also three sisters.
We're going to be coming to you every week, sharing our successes and our mistakes as we navigate our lives as moms, wives, sisters, daughters, and of course, black women in today's world.
We'll talk about it all. Race, politics, religion, economics, culture. And we'll take a look at everything from whether or not to use corporal punishment to how do you teach your children about sex. Look for our upcoming book, Growing Up Charles. It's a personal story about our lives growing up in Maple Park
Barbara. I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima.
When my friend is here, see you back.
Follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel.
I switched phones, so open up the mic for 312-721. I'm switching phones now.
Okay. And
Naima?
I switch phones. Open up the mic for 721-312-721.
Say that again. Give me that again, please. Naima?
Okay. Now. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh. Yes, better.
Okay.
That's better.
All right, yeah. Gotta have several devices. Make sure you can.
Yeah, I'm trying to get into this technology, going through hoops, you're going through all kinds of gymnastics going through it.
That's fine.
You know, I was listening to Brother Kareem, and when I'm speaking about the divine feminine, I'm not speaking about religion.
Mm.
And that's one of the things that has really brought the division.
Yes.
Among us. And that is a fact.
It has.
And all of them have come from very good men, good hearts. And that's something to think about. All of the major religions have come from the East. All of them up to this point. And have dominated the whole world.
Mm.
And these three religions, three of the four religions, all can be traced back to a male. And it is impossible for in their expressions to not bring in the culture, their idioms, their attitudes, their whatever, to be filtered through it. And nothing is wrong with that. And I wanted to be clear that I am definitely not a male basher. I am a mother. I have two sons. I have three grand boys. And to even begin to think of male bashing would be against my belief system as a mother. I feel that there's some major corrections, and I feel that what we have to learn, this is Joy speaking, is that religion has its purpose. It helps us to ground our belief in that supreme being entity. And disciplines are applied. But at some point, you can hold fast, but no religion, well, let me say this, for me, can hold you to the point if you stay within that so strongly, you'll never be free because you're always in a responsibility and a duty. And God has given us free will to be what the Supreme Being desires for us to do. I pray peace and blessings upon Prophet Muhammad. And I have learned much through many phases of the Islamic teachings, even with some teaching in school, being an educator in the school, having Palestinian students to come in and asking me to pray. I mean, it was so shocking for me to learn when I was questioning the twin brothers who were Palestinians about their frequent absences and coming in late. They were explaining to me that their mother was terminally ill and that they were taking turns working. So they were going to school and working at night. And they were taking their money saving it so that your mother could return back to Palestine and visit her family. I've not heard anything like that with our people, but I learned that. And I said, wow, I wish I could pray for her. He says, oh, Ms. Robinson, well, you can pray for my mother. I said, well, the next step, Christian, she says, oh, my goodness, we pray the law all the time for Jesus. You know, we pray. And so they were ready to embrace me. They called their mother and told their mother I wanted to pray for her. She cried on the phone. And she was so happy that I did that. I'm a mother. And when I have raised children, when I have had a child's life in my womb, and that is where God does the best of his work. Mm. It's in the creating of another life. Mm. The preciousness of the womb of the mother is where education begins, not after delivery.
Ooh.
I have experienced my daughter saying things to my other children, correcting them. And when she said it, I knew exactly when it happened, when she was in my womb, and she sounded like me.
Wow.
Science is proving that. Women were not born to be subjects of control, but subjects of study.
Mm.
Because the male and the female mind is possessed in each and every one of us. Mm. It took two to make us. My Sunday school teacher told me when I was very, very young, maybe, 6 years old, I had a vision. I felt it. And I told her, because I said, I'm going to my Sunday school teacher because she's always there. She's in the house of God. And I'm going to share her my vision. And bless her heart, she was very pretty with a tweed gray and black suit on. She wore glasses. And she says, oh, my goodness, no, you could never be that. And I said, but I saw it, and I was talking to the people, and I could feel them. It was as real as I'm speaking to you. And she says, you're talking about carrying the word of God. The word of God is too heavy for a girl. You could never do that. She told me, she went further saying, boys are very special to God. What you have to look for is being a mother or a Sunday school teacher. That's all. To put those limitations on me crushed me deeply. And this is something that she herself believed. And I doubt, she may be still alive, but I'm quite sure she doesn't believe that now. And the South is where I come from. But when I came north, I learned that there were women in the pulpit, women like York, women like McMahon, women, even like Johnny Coleman, women who are beginning to understand that religion has its place. Thank God for it. But there's a new day which is letting women know, and we see it rising all over. The energy of the divine feminine is rising, and there's no stopping it. But what I have been called to do is to enable or get the word out and joy to the world, or emancipating, hallelujah, of this mothership that is coming in. The mothership is that place of a divine authority which women can plug into and actually take ownership of being an entity and being a divine, in the divine image and likeness of God, and receive the teachings that she needs so that her words can be heard. Women are coming with wisdom. And at these three major religions, that's Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, were founded on the mind and the heart of awesome men who were bringing with them the wisdom of that time. Prophet Muhammad was 1,500 years ago, and Jesus, and remember, Jesus was not a Christian. Paul is the father of that.
Paul, who never married.
Who never met Jesus. Who never met Jesus.
And never met Jesus.
No, but he knew the spirit. He connected to the spirit of the universal creator. That's what Prophet Muhammad did. And he came at a time when there were wars, and he took upon certain practices that were necessary for that time to protect the women, because he had more than one wife, and there were so many men being killed. That was necessary in that time. But what I'm saying is that today is happening. Women are coming in, and that feminine essence is rising for women to take ownership of it, so that the two minds of both male and female can come together and come with some solutions. No one of us have all the solutions, but it dwells in the coming together of both of us. Just as it takes a male and a female to come together to make a life, that is what is needed now for us to take the spiritual divine mind of God as men and women to come together so that we can be the parents, the mothers and fathers we need to be, and caring for each other, loving each other. The capacity of a mother's love extends far more than just a woman per se, because when she puts her children out there, she knows her children are going to be with other children, and they automatically become her children to protect each other. And so that divine feminine mind is rising, and the message is don't move against the men. Respect them. Honor what has been done, and come into what you have been called to do. And that is to speak on the womb, the voice of the womb, the voice of the womb of God, where all life has come from.
The womb of God. Wow, that is powerful. We got a caller I'm going to take. Let me take a caller. Let me take a caller and then get your response. Area code 773-499. Introduce yourself to our listening audience, and please give us your comment.
This is Rashida. Rashida.
Okay, Rashida, I need you to speak louder. I need you to raise the volume of your voice because your phone is very low.
Okay. Okay, this is Rashida. And I just want to...
I'm hearing background noise also. Rashida, okay, if you have something going on, I need you to turn it off because you got background noise that's interfering with what
you're
saying.
Right, sorry about that. I didn't do that. But I want to relate to you, relate to what you were saying about we being in the public and speaking. I think we should do that more because people have a misinterpretation of privacy and respect of others' rights. I was here, you know, I told you I was in transition, and I was telling one of the businesses where I'm staying and paying that I was happy to hear from my son. And this Christian man told me to shut up. I said, I'm sorry, but I wasn't talking to you. And he said, shut up, B-I-T-C-H. So from that question, I learned that they are very misinformed, miseducated about we female, especially we female Muslim women, because we are outspoken, but we know our place. We don't violate other people's property or things unless it's something mentally wrong with us. So all of a sudden, he jumped up again, and he told me to shut up. I said, listen, I have the right to speak, and I'm not talking to you. He said, I will stab you. I said, I beg your pardon. And so I walked away. I didn't give him no more altercation. As I walked away, he took this ice pick and stabbed me. So you have people that are mentally ill.
Well, he was mentally ill.
Yeah, I'm saying mentally ill. And they have misinterpretations of who we are. They think because we're, you know, not into their type of fashion or whatever, that we are disrespected and people violate our rights. I'm saying, I'm in transition, but I pay my way. I don't go intruding on anybody's privacy. And I couldn't understand that. And then it put a little fear in me, you know, but I tried to explain to him prior, you know, because he had approached me sex. I'm not one of the two type of women or promiscuous or have a relationship with somebody that doesn't have any meaning. So that was the end of that. But it shocked me. And I wound up in the hospital, and he wound up in jail. But had not Allah had not blessed me to defend myself, I would have been stabbed in the neck or the heart. You know, so when it comes to, we need to be more publicly known because they have misinterpretation. They think we run up in their face and gyrate or something, or we're docile, something. I learned that I am a female man, mine, and man means mine. And if you mind it like that, then it's a lot of illness around our children. Because our children, our male children should know that a woman has the right to speak, and especially if she's not speaking to you, you have no right to try and force her, you know. And so we need to be out more so people can understand who we are and that we have free will. And no, we don't need to be, we know better than be up in a man's face, especially if we have a man, because that creates other problems. And then it's disrespect to ourselves and our male children to see a mother like that. But I wind up with defending myself, not only by telling him, you know, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to a lady. And he wound up, and I wasn't all tight-fitted clothes and, you know, all in his face or gyrating like that. But not only Muslim men have that problem sometimes, because I experienced something recently. I went to the mosque. Now, fully covered from my neck on down, but I had my fingernails polished and my toenails polished. I'm trying to feel good about myself, but I'm still pressed. And this brother told me, you know, since your breast is strong, I said, you can't see any skin. I just have protruding breasts, but I'm not your wife. What does that have to do with you? Then he started talking about my toenails and fingernails. So I just got out of his face.
I have heard that. It sounds crazy for those people not been in those atmospheres, but I have heard people obsessing about, oh, you got your nails polished. Oh, God is not going to accept your prayers. You know. And people who believe that, they believe that sincerely because the indoctrination is anything that is expressing a woman's beauty should not be seen by any other person who's either not in her family or a male who's not her husband. So this is the thought by a lot of cultures. What Mama Joy was saying about, you know, things that evolved, first of all, you have interpretations of the original teaching coming through the filter of someone else's belief and their own personality. And then you have cultures that have evolved, and then you have practices that have evolved because perhaps there was a time when there was such disrespect for women. And there were, especially during wartime, rape is a very serious crime that is committed during wartime because the idea is I'm going to humiliate you by violating your women. So that behavior that comes out of contempt for women in the hearts of men who commit that act, that becomes something that has to be, women have to be protected from because it's a mentality. And so a lot of that is what evolved in terms of the beliefs of cover everything that it would attract a male. But what Brother Kareem pointed out is that rape has nothing to do with sexual attraction. It has nothing to do with your beauty. It has to do with contempt, a desire to control, maybe even humiliate. It has nothing to do with you being sexually attractive. That's why they name it for what it is, sexual assault. It's not sexual lovemaking. It's assault. I intend to hurt you. Emotionally, physically, mentally. That's the intent. That's why it's done during wartime.
Yeah.
But some women allow
that behavior comes from.
That's something I wanted to ask to Rashida, because, you know, I don't want you to get mixed messages, because this is a conversation that should be going on, ongoing. as women are starting to feel this energy. There's a new energy here. And the reality is that women are coming into the knowledge of who they are. They're taking ownership of their feelings. But the spiritual significance of this is completely being not discussed. For instance, even a simple thing like Women's Month. I mean, it's just like we just got here.
Yeah.
Why is it necessary for us to have a Women's History Month? You know. And he said, well, people don't know much about us. Excuse me, we never went any place. We've been here all alone.
Nobody else.
We've been on a vacation someplace. It reminds me of the 60s when black men wore signs saying, I am a man. And I realized that when you have to put a sign on you, reading who you are, because people cannot see you as a man, if you have to have a Women's History Month so that people will know that you are not only here, but that you did some things worthy of accomplishments, the question is, why were you hidden?
Yes. Why were you?
Why was it put away? What God has given to you, a spirit given to you, that you have found a reason to produce art, to produce music, to do everything that a man can, but they say, no, you can't because you got a breast and you got a womb.
So therefore you're defective.
Got curves, and your brain is not equal to ours. No, we have all of that. That's just extra. When you study biology, you know what you study first? You study the male body. The male body is studied first because it is the simplest. It doesn't mean a man is simple, but you can study him, study that body much more in detail. The skeletal structure, he doesn't, and then he's got his reproductive, but it's nothing equals the woman. And once you study that male model, you can go much more readily and easily in the study of the woman's body. The first book on a woman's body was published in 1965.
What?
The first book that was published on the woman's body was in 1965. When I got that book, I said, this is crazy. I said, I don't understand this. I had just finished high school. Hello. And now I'm learning that a book on a woman's body had not even been published.
That's scary.
Question. Why is there, you see, it's one thing having a Women's History Month, but the question, why is that necessary? When you're finding that even nuns who have done paintings, Sister Rashida, thank you so much for coming on. Thank you so much for your voice. It's so much been shrouded over who we are until we don't know who we are.
Yeah. Exactly.
And so now the information comes up, and now we come up and become angry, and we want to fight, and we want to charge. But all those people who did whatever they did, they're long gone. What do we do now?
What do we do now? That is the question. We got to take a quick break. We talk about that when we come back. What do we do now? Because we have a whole lot of misconceptions and a lot of behaviors that come out of an era where the idea was that women are lesser than men. That was the belief in those times.
And the only way a man could be the king is if we were the subject. Not even the queen. The subject.
We'll be right back. Thank you so much, Rashida. We appreciate you. And Brother Crane, tell us if you've got a caller on your switchboard as well. We'll go to them next. And if you're listening online, want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325. Press 1 when you're ready to speak, or 515-605-9891 on the American Muslim 360 channel.
Yes, yes, I have a caller here that after this break, we can open up their mic.
All right, we'll be right back after this quick break and open the mic. And if you are on our switchboard, press 1 if you've got something to say. We want to hear your voice. Today, we've got Joy to the World. The Divine Feminine has come. Mama Joy is giving us some lessons in life so that we can correct that imbalance in our cultural beliefs about women.
We'll be right back after this. So stay with us.
People like you who are making a positive difference in the world. Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their story to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference, too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
To Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn it into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solution Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
And we are back. You are listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, and today we've got some joy with every third Wednesday of the month, joy to the world, and we got to bring back that divine feminine. We've got to correct some of the misteachings and misthinking.
into our cultural beliefs and has been promulgated through our religious teachings in such a way that diminishes the value of the female. It's time for us to make that change. And we're talking today about many of the beliefs that have really created a distortion in the way women are treated and perceived. So we've had some interesting comments, and definitely those who have experienced any kind of discrimination because of their gender can relate to the fact that something needs to change. It's really significant that the first book about women's bodies, 1965. Now, how many childbirths have been done and all of that? Oh, but think about this. And I wanted to speak on this also, because yesterday we had two women on teaching women giving birth, and the idea that women are bringing forth life in pain as a punishment because of ease. And because of that thought, women were not properly learning about their bodies. And one of the guests that were on yesterday, she was a doula, you know, teaching women about childbirth. She delivered her own child, you know, wasn't all this pain and everything, because our bodies are designed, it's like in the animal kingdom, our bodies are designed to conform, to transform, like you said, that complicated female system, to transform, to open up so that your body is able to easily let out a child. It's not supposed to be this punishing pain, but it has been when we don't know about our bodies. And if you're having men deliver bodies and they don't really know as much about the female body, there's a lot of horrific things done in childbirth because of lack of knowledge and our believing that we were supposed to suffer through childbirth because God was mad at us because of Eve, and that was our punishment. So that was another misteaching.
I see the need for us to look into the spiritual significance of our journey here in this place and the 400 years of that service that we performed here. And in the midst of all of that, our ancestors recognized it was, remember, it was against the law for them to learn to read, to be taught. It was against the law for anyone to teach them to read, teach them to write, teach them to compute. It was against the law for them to assemble. But for the wisdom of God that was embodied in each one of us, they felt there was a higher power and a higher reason for all of this.
Yeah.
And the very soul of America is built up on the music and the spirituality that our ancestors brought here. The question is, they said there were some who came as Muslims, and let us be true and understand all of us did not come from Africa. We found a lot of black folks and melanated people already here.
We came centuries.
We're finding that I learned some things even yesterday of Poverty Point heritage in Louisiana. That's been there for 3,400 years. And I knew nothing about it. I am in Louisiana, born and raised in New Orleans, and was never taught about that. We knew that we had a relationship with the Indians. We knew that we were, you know, extensions of them, but how? Because all of us were taken away. So it's always very important to understand, too, that in these three major religions, and I'm not discussing religions, understand, I'm speaking about something that we can on and be grateful to the Almighty for their presence. But that is not where the Almighty wants us to stay. At some point, we've got to be able to take on what I look at. My Bible is not my religion, but it is a book by which I can go into and see who I am. I made in the image and the likeness of God. Man, now they're beginning to find out, as you said, interpretations. Think about it. This book has come through for 2,000 years and being translated from one language, translated from that, interpreted from that, over and over and over again. The best thing we could do is to just get back to the bare bones, because I'm not going to be studying Latin. I'm not going to be studying Hebrew or any of that. We have to go into this book and see
What's a greater heaven than having people serve you all day and you do nothing, they do all the work, and you just sit back and be fanned when it's hot and have people fetch things for you. And, yeah, that was heaven for them.
Well, you got to think about it. And if your wife didn't want to sleep with you, you got a woman over there. You can relieve yourself from with her. You know.
Yeah.
And so,
I'm making think of that song Minister Louis Farrakhan had composed when he was a young musician, A White Man's Heaven is a Black Man's Hell. But that's what it was. We were making their heaven, you know, and all of the whatever cruelty it took to keep us in that subjugated position, that's what we were inflicted with. And as you pointed out with the religion, that was a tool also to reinforce the idea that this is what God wants.
And this is what we have to move from, Naima. This is what we have to rise above. Because we know God is a loving God. We know God is a forgiving God. And as far as that pain being interpreted, that was man's observance of a woman suffering, giving childbirth. But if any woman, and if you ask any woman about that pain, she'll tell you that there was a joy, particularly if she already had a child. The first one is ill. But when you hold that baby, when that baby comes to you, that's joy.
Yeah.
And so we are individuals, we are mothers who know what it is to have joy and pain and be grateful.
And another thing I'm going to throw in there, and Viata, our Friday host, she says, Grand Rising, Beautiful Sisters. One of my favorite books is Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom by Dr. Christiane Northrop. We got to take a look at that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, right.
So,
and that's what's happening. The wisdom of women are starting to rise.
When we write the book about our bodies, well, we have a better understanding of it. But, you know, when I look at childbirth in general, if the thought is women are being punished with pain in childbirth, well, you know, every birth is not spring. I've known some people, they didn't even know they were pregnant. And then, you know, and then they went through childbirth, and a child was halfway there before they even realized they were in labor.
So,
this has happened. So the pain of childbirth, it depends on a lot of factors in your body, you know, all kinds of things. But a good midwife, you know, she knows the process, and you don't have to suffer through childbirth. Sometimes you don't. And then you look at some animals. If anybody lives on a farm, you've seen horses deliver, sheep, cats, dogs. You've seen them deliver a child. Sometimes their babies come out easy, like it's you know, nothing at all. And sometimes they have to go through some difficult labor, so you have to help them. Now, let's say if you've got a mare and she's having a difficult birth, well, is the curse of Eve on her? Is that why she's suffering? So, I mean, just the thought of that is ridiculous. Childbirth is what it is, and it has nothing to do with God being angry at us and making us suffer through giving
women misunderstood. We are a living word that has been misunderstood because we don't know who we are. We're coming into it. That's an excellent book. I'm going to see about getting that. You know, interpretation going back again with Eve and about Eve. Once I start taking ownership of my feminine essence and my divine image as a mother on a mothership, that I realized that when I was in the man-made mind, because now I can appreciate the man-made mind scripture, and I don't have to be in bondage by it.
Well, I think that's significant because once you change your mind, and even the interpretations in your own mind change. Kareem, I know you've got a caller on your line, but let's open their mic and get their thoughts. And Viata says, the image of God is nature. We are microcosmic of the universe, and the kingdom is within. Hallelujah.
She and he is everywhere.
In everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kareem, your caller.
Okay, area code 706-627. Please state your name and where you're calling from, please.
As-salamu alaykum, Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia. And we thank Allah for the service that you are doing this morning. And just want to say, you sisters and women and the wonderful titles that Almighty God, Allah, has given you, the believing woman does not have any doubt, like Allah says, in this book, in this way of life of Al-Islam. So once you reach that goal, Allah said you are the mother. As he shows us how he puts creation inside of you from a single drop into a morsel, except it shows us how beautiful the female body is, the female period. And we see that in history. Every believing woman was beautiful, still is beautiful. So the first thing is don't have any doubt about the schemes of those who have given this crazy portrait of what a woman is and what her rights is, because they'll try to bury you again. If you continue to gauge this knowledge coming from Shaitan as opposed to the wonderful, wonderful description Allah has given you in the Quran, and spend more time, you know, on establishing that the responsibility is in your hand. If you raise good men, believing men, there's no way in the world a real brother who believes in Almighty God Allah would even look sideways at a sister and think he's his slave or whatever the influence of the world has put in his mind that he has not yet overcome. The mother can raise her boy child to be better men, better believing men, so that we have to go over this review because it's class. But remember, this is not talking to us believing men and believing women. Allah is letting us know what believing men and women of another level, using that terminology, is going through, so that we can help them to realize that there's nothing more important than striving and making yourself worthy to be Allah's servant, and he invites you to bear witness of his greatness, bear witness of what he has created for us in his favor of Al-Islam. And I think we'll be able to share this information with the women who are not believing enough to dispel these whispers and these lies and things Shaitan tried to convince them to believe. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Brother Muhammad.
Thank you.
And Brother Curtis Kojo Morrow says, which means women must write their own book.
Thank you. That is what we're saying. And may I just thank the brother for that too. I think we all. I remember when I was under Elijah Muhammad, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and he said, well, I wonder what is a Muslim, and it looked like he almost heard me, and he said, you know, Muslim means the servant of God, and that's what the brother's talking about. And I said to myself, oh, because when we're talking about Allah, we're speaking, that's Arabic language, God. Mm-hmm. And so when the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that, I said, oh, I was already a Muslim. Hello. And a servant of God, and to walk into Al-Islam, into the Arabic world, which brought me into a whole other dynamic of honoring God and seeing God differently. And it expanded my mind. It made me a global person. Hallelujah. You see? But Allah is God, and I still say, Allahu Akbar. Hallelujah. I'm doing Allah.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. You're blessed. I still hold sacred those things. Let me share this about birth, just for the moment, and show you how things have been interpreted, how we have been living on interpretation. But when I finally got to the point where I understood that I have to honor the mothership that dwells in me, God showed me. Hallelujah. He has showed me.
Mm.
Hallelujah. That the first praise that came from the scripture of the Bible.
Mm.
I've been reading it, but until I changed my mindset and I started thanking God for the
life without each other.
Hello, and say it's good.
That's right. That's right.
And say it's good. Look here. This woman, when she came in the scriptures, and they said Adam came to his wife, of course, that was after he fell. The first thing she said, what did she say? God has blessed me with a man child. Some Bible say God has appointed me a man child. When a woman said that, she said, hallelujah.
I've been blessed.
I've been blessed.
Not sure.
You will not see that any place else where the man, where Adam said that. But the first praise came from the woman. But when you read interpretation, and then we start teaching from interpretation, then we get away from the book, we get away from it. And I'm so happy that I understand that. Because when we have so many books interpreting what it meant, and we take more credence into the interpretation rather than going to the word for ourselves.
You have to read it and then pray for insight yourself.
Pray for insight because it's all. If anyone has interpretation, that's their right. And we thank God for that. But don't misjudge yourself and the power that you have within yourself to do likewise.
I want to throw this thought out there as well. Because the relationship with one's mother has a lot to do with how one feels about women. And sometimes, you know, some relationships are difficult. Some are painful. But one tends to see the world through the lens of their own experience. And in many cases, if there is perhaps resentment of a mother or anger at a mother, that imbalance in a male child will be expressed in the way they see the world. So I'm wondering what happened, at what point so many males, many of them who were interpreters of religious thought, seem to have this anti-female kind of expression. And it didn't just happen on one continent. As we said, we've seen it in many of the different states. We've seen it among Asians, we've seen it among Europeans, we've seen it among Africans. And it's not the whole race or the whole gender. It is individuals who may have been given the trust of interpreting God's word, as you might call it. And there's this underlying hostility toward women. And I'm wondering, is that something that had to do with their own personal experience of maybe hurt, neglect, resentment, whatever, in the relationship with their mother? Because usually if you have a good relationship with your mother, you're a loving person, you have high regard for females, and it's expressed in the way you treat the love of your life, your mate, your wife. But if you've got a problem, for whatever reason, maybe your mother was harsh, maybe she was punitive, maybe whatever it was, it's like the way you see the world is skewered. And I see so much of even coming out of European thought and interpretations of the Bible. Now, of course, I found out within the recent years that very famous scene of the Last Supper with Jesus, and you see the 12 disciples. Well, found out recently that there were actually 18 people there. But the 6 women who were there never made any of the paintings or any mention at all. And then there's a whole relationship between Jesus and Mary Magdalene, and that's a whole show in itself. I won't even bring it up today because even that has been cut out of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And he had many, many females that he taught, but even the attitude of the time toward females was such that he had to sort of keep them in secret because there was that negative attitude and resentment of females. Even among his disciples, they were kind of like resentful when he, you know, would listen to Mary Magdalene and talk to the other women. So this anti-female thing has been happening for centuries, and I'm wondering, where is that coming from in the heart of a man? So, Brother Green, maybe you can, from a male perspective, what do you think it is that would make a man feel like he must establish a thought that says women are inferior to men? Where is that coming from? In your guess, interpretation, observation, what do you think?
I shall return back to where I began. The Satan has said, I shall lie in wait for the man that you are creating. I shall lie in wait for him on your straight way, in your religion. I shall get into the religion and give false concepts, false perceptions. That is, he is the culprit. Those that come under that influence, they are the victims of the false perception that the enemy to mankind has placed within our lives. And those men that go into translation, sometimes they bring that influence and those biases with them. They are the victims of one that has falsely shaped their perception and created their biases. And it is at this time that Almighty God has elevated the thinking intellect of the human being to have the courage to question what we have been given as that which support our lives. And we are grateful to see that that is occurring now. People are looking back not just religion per se, but the institutions also that reflect biases. And we have to realize that we are all one soul. And it is that soul that is attacking the enemy of mankind. There is that we have to eradicate this war between the male and the female. It is designed to separate us, and it will deprive us of the destiny that Almighty God has designed and prepared for us. So we are grateful for a broadcast like this. Have the courage to question. And have the courage to put things in their proper places. The Prophet Muhammad has said that the woman, the female, is the first teacher. That the female is the first teacher. And there is a hadith that is a saying of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Almighty God be upon him, that paradise lies at the foot of the mother. So anything that debases that, know that that is the influence and the hand of the Satan that comes to separate the human family and to set us one upon another. Every so-called great man had a mother, and believe it or not, our future lies within the hands of our mothers. As our brother Muhammad shared with us, the mother has the first responsibility of teaching the child. If she does an excellent job with that, and that child accepts that, then guess what? She has formed another positive creation. She can shape the human being. And from that, we can bring forth better human beings, God-conscious human beings that will follow that which is correct and not follow the influences of the Satan. As I said before, we have to settle this quiet war that's going on between us as male and female. Satan is the designer of that. He is the designer of it, and women are stepping up and taking their proper role, their proper place in the society in which we live. We can look at this government here. We are seeing more and more females that have that. Guess what? They didn't just step up. The communities from which they came from selected them.
Yeah.
We have a congresswoman here in Missouri that visited, that came back to St. Louis and spoke at one of the historical high schools here, Sumner High School. It is the first African-American high school established west of the Mississippi. Mm. It is a foundation. And there were plans to close that school, and the alumni and her came to answer that. And there is plans to involve the students in what is in the legislation that will come from out of Congress. That is Cori Bush.
Yeah.
We elected her.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying? So the society is seeing the value themselves of the female. They are speaking, not these biased men.
Yes, that is happening. Absolutely. That's
and I would just want to applaud Mother Kareem for that. Thank you so very much.
Yes.
Thank you so very much. Because we're getting to the reality of what it is that we need to do.
Yes.
The principles of the community. One of the things I found in Chicago that I had not experienced, and that was Black love. There's a lot of power in having Black love.
That's right.
And mothers, when you understand that the womb produces the community, she brings in family. This, you know, family with the fruits of that womb. And the neighborship and creating my community organization, the neighborship, the principle that I operated on was that we are all one.
That is it. We got to take one last quick break. We're going to come back and elaborate on that, because anything that encompasses oneness, that is the reflection of the Creator.
Yeah.
We'll be right back after this quick break. If you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325. Got about 15 minutes left. And press 1 so we know you got something to say. If you're
on. Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
605-9891. Press
1. Thank you, Calvin.
And we will have
a caller here on AM 360, 312-671.
Right, we'll come back.
We'll come to you after this station break.
We'll be right back, so stay with us.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Toussaint. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Wellbeing with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. mahlatif.com.
Time in which we live.
Right now, here in America. Exactly.
Yes, that which was given in the 13th century, a lot of it does not fit.
Yeah.
But it gives us some foundations. It gives us some foundations of how to, in the mannerism, in the spirit, that we should apply in interpreting where we are. Because models of people, the living words of God being that.
And working together. Because all communities that succeeded, it was about cooperation and unity. So whatever rules needed to be put in place for the collective good, that's what was expressed in those times for those circumstances. We got a couple of remarks here from our Facebook.
I have, and
you've got a caller on the line.
I have a very patient caller here on the line. We're grateful for the patient.
Thanks, Alvin, for your comments.
Zelda says, yes, we must write our own stories, self-publish, and keep 100% profit. Go to higherlearningnetwork.org. Yes, publish our own, print our
own
stories. And Curtis says, yes, when the master was happy, the servants pretended to be likewise. Yeah, that's what we did to survive. So this was the things that we did in those times was for our survival in those times. Now we're evolving to a new time. So it's time for our teachings and our understanding to evolve as well. So let's open the mic for our caller and state your name, where you're calling from, and your thoughts about bringing back the divine feminine. What are your thoughts?
Erico, 312-671. Your mic is open.
Thank you. Well, and yeah, shalom. We don't die, we multiply. Black is beautiful, blessed, and all about success. This is Brother Minister Plump, Robert Floyd Cole.
Yeah, Minister Plump.
I remember Mayor Washington said we must plump the whole community. So we are remembering Mayor Washington's 100-year anniversary centenary in Chicago. Mayor Washington was born in Cook County Hospital in 1922. And this year would be a 100-year anniversary. And everybody can help participate and save our children all over the world. And I just wanted to say, Naima, that's your birthday, April 15th. And Dr. Sunny's birthday.
I will be celebrating another year of wisdom.
Yes.
Thank you for remembering,
too.
Minister Plump. We appreciate that, and we appreciate the work that you're doing with Mayor Harold Washington, who was definitely one who inspired so many. I had the honor of promoting his candidacy as a young woman with a special rap that they let me do on actual radio and everything. So that was fine. Definitely, I was a rapper, y'all. Y'all know that. But we definitely do honor those who came before us, brilliant men and women who made a difference in our thinking. And that's what we're looking at today, the change in thought, because it's critical that we change our thinking in order to change our reality. And when we can appreciate the past, and we thank you, Minister Plump, for appreciating an era, appreciating a time, so that we can look back and understand where we were and how it brought us to where we are today, and then continue to grow, because that's what life is all about. And also, even in those times, it was a spirit of unity, and that is the spirit of God, the spirit of unity between males and females, men and women, and all the various races of people, various ethnic groups. What brought about even that event of his election was the unity of many different diverse communities. So when we realize that that is the principle of God, you can't have belief that one group is lesser than others, or one group is of lesser value or deserves lesser respect, because that is not a reflection of God. So any teaching that teaches that anything
any life expression is of lesser value.
Mm-hmm.
That is someone's distorted interpretation of the word. And we can filter out the distortions, like Mama Joy is saying. You got to filter out anything that was perhaps pertinent to that time and that culture into the essence of the word, the teaching, the expression of God, which is always, always unity.
The oneness of humanity.
And let us not forget the 400-year journey that our ancestors did.
Was a lesson for
and to understand it's a powerful lesson and a powerful spiritual significance. Because what we're talking about is a nation of people who were in capture for 400 years. And they left us a wealth. And yet, when I come through with the mothership, these five principles, I just want you to just hear it. And bringing together my community, I was thinking that we are one. We are neighbors. We're all neighbors. We are all related.
Yes.
And we are family. And we are mothers and fathers of this planet and in our community. And when Brother Kareem mentioned about the community, I said, it just touched me because that is where our great work needs to be.
Yes.
And for us to realize that we are to become loving mothers and fathers. And when we can grasp that idea of us being mothers and fathers and we have a family together, then we are not, when it's not a responsibility, but you realize that my dependent upon your family and religion should not be dividing us, but love should be coming and granting us the cohesiveness and the cohesiveness that we stand in need of. Because if I don't survive, you won't survive.
That's right. That's the bottom line.
Because we come together to bring about a better life as mothers and fathers on this planet. Come out of the men and women, hallelujah, come out of the female and raise it to a higher level, and let those standards be there as gradients. Gradients that we can learn more about ourselves until we can get into that position that the Almighty has called us to be. And to do the work that only we have, that we have been qualified by our ancestors. Years.
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am. Well, it's about time for us to go, and we know that you all have to go.
Now you might
want to
thank you so much. Thank you, Brother Kareem, and thank you for our callers. This was awesome. I appreciate you so very much. Looking forward to being here again.
Absolutely.
Because we're here. Nothing can be done about it. And when you say, hey, women's history, my question is why? We never left.
Yes, absolutely. Well, she'll be with us every third Wednesday of the month, and you got to tune in for the fourth Wednesday of the month, where we have our men-only discussion led by Brother Kareem Hamid, and that's when we get insight onto the thinking and experiences of our brothers so we can have empathy as women and be those loving, supportive partners that we need to be. So we're looking forward to your next Men Only discussion next Wednesday right here on the Female Solution.
I love that.
And all of you for joining us, and we will see you all tomorrow on Join Us for Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. Always,
wow, looking forward to that, yeah.
Always some insight, and until that time, we want to remind all of you, continue to shine.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution.
On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Xiexie. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsanida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, Gracias. Italy, Grazie. Egypt, Shukran. Ghana, Madasi. Nigeria, Eshe. South Africa, Ngiyabonga. Senegal, Jerez. Kenya, Asante. Israel, Toda. Pakistan, Shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakor. Saudi Arabia, Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Thank you. That was fun.